All right, 7:41 on this Thursday morning. The transformation is underway. The old McMorran Pavilion is now the new St. Clair County Community College Fieldhouse. And if you've driven by at all in the last several weeks, you've seen workers going in and out. You can see that there's been definitely some activity over there. Pete Lacey is the Vice President of Student Services at SC4 and has seen firsthand what's been going on inside there. Pete, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How's it looking?
It's looking different. It's looking great. We're really making a lot of progress inside and a lot of exciting things to come.
So what are some of the things that are different about it? What looks different now?
Inside right now, a lot of the demolition has been done, and then all the walls are up that will support that future elevated track. And then a lot of the electrical and HVAC work is in progress. They'll be painting the ceiling white next week, so that will really transform the space as well. And then the hardwood floor will go down about the middle of August. So that project will start there.
You mentioned an elevated track, and if people haven't seen the plans for the field house, tell us a little bit more about that.
The future space will have a track that will go around the upper level of the building. It'll be about 10 laps to a mile, but it'll be a very nice spot to not only walk or run, but also to watch the activities on the courts below.
Absolutely. So what activities are going to take place there when all this work is said and done?
Well, we will open the facility in October, and that will be right at the start of our volleyball season, or close to the end of the volleyball season, actually, but they'll start with the events in there. Our basketball games, we do have a couple cool tournaments coming up. So in December, our college basketball teams will host teams from Michigan, Ohio, and Canada for a little tournament near the holidays, and then in March, we landed the first round of the national tournament, so there will be 16 teams coming in, and the two teams men's, two teams women's will go on to the national tournament.
That's pretty impressive, and that's pretty quick, too, for a brand-new facility to get that an event booked.
Yes, we were really excited. We put a bid in, and it's a competitive process, and I think with the downtown location and all the walking to restaurants and availability of hotels, et cetera, and then a brand-new field house, we were able to secure that bid for 2 years.
That's exciting. You mentioned that it's going to open in October, and I know the public is anxious to see what's going on in there. When will people get a first look at what's going on?
Great question, Paul. We are in the process of planning an opening event, which will be in October. Details forthcoming, but we're securing the Harlem Wizards, which are a Harlem Globetrotters-type team. Great, fun family event, and we expect to have details secured here soon. That will be the first chance for the public to come in for a really fun event in the field house.
All right. Well, good luck with all the work that goes on in the next few months. October will get here quickly, even though summer is just starting. The clock is ticking, isn't it?
The clock is ticking, yes. We're on time, on budget. Everything's going well, and we're excited to get to October, but we want to enjoy the summer as well.
Absolutely. Well, Pete, we appreciate the update. Thanks a lot. We'll talk again.
Hey, thanks, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye now.